This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. The Albemarle City Council discussed the overpopulation of deer inside the city limits once again at their previous city council meeting. And here is Mayor Ronnie Michael with that discussion.
If council members, probably 4 years ago or maybe even more than that, we adopted the urban archery season, which is 5 weeks in January, February area, where you can use archery in the city limits. But also we adopted allowing archery anytime there's a legal archery season that the state wildlife has approved. So technically this year you could use archery from September the 7th to November the 1st, and then again there'll be the 5 weeks in January, February time frame. So we have covered all the time we could possibly allow, because we have to follow the state guidelines. The second question on it would be, council remember we adopted some safety requirements, three in particular that I remember. You have to be on a 10-foot high platform when you're shooting the your archery. You have to be 250 feet from any house, and the acreage for the lot or the field has to be 2 acres. That is something council can adjust if you decide you want to change those adjustments. And I'm not asking you to make any decisions tonight. I'm bringing it to you for your consideration. You can bring it back later if you want to do anything. The other question I ask wildlife, and they're not willing to get involved in the safety part at all. The other question I asked wildlife, was there anything else that we could do to possibly assist with this? And his recommendation was, if council decides that they want to allow hunting on some city property, you can do that, but he would suggest you do it by a permit process. Those are all things that council just needs to think about, and you decide if you want to do anything forward with that. Another question I requested, I know at least a couple of us have gotten over the last few months, was adopting an ordinance to outlaw feeding deer in the city. So those are all things that you need to think about. If you have any discussion tonight, I will open it up. If you want to bring something back at a later time with some kind of a motion, that's totally open too, but I'll open the floor.
And here is Councilman Bill Aldridge talking about the issue and what he's seen just driving around town.
Your Honor, I'll start out. When you think about the amount of the growth and development we've had in the city, specifically over around Ridge Street, Park Ridge, the Northeast Connector, I'll invite any of my fellow council members to ride through those neighborhoods. I was actually on the phone with the mayor the other day. It was 2 o'clock in the afternoon coming down Ridge Street right there at Cardinal, and there were 4 deer standing there. And, just this afternoon going into where we're close to where I live, I counted 14 deer about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just so overpopulated. I know Tiga K down in South Carolina, they took a measure maybe a couple of weeks ago, maybe a month ago, where they allowed
longer than that.
They were trying to get rid of some of the deer population there because they're having some of the similar problems we're having or challenges we're having. So I appreciate, Mayor, you bringing it back up, and I think we as a council need to address this and look at it and see what measures we can take to try to get this deer population under control. I mean, we're not even into the rutting season yet. That'll be in 45 days from now, and that's when they really start going, running like crazy. So, yeah, we just need to look at it.
Here is Councilman Whitley, along with Mayor Ronnie Michael and Councilman Dry, discussing the topic as well.
Maybe we need to take a look again at what some of the other cities are doing, because I know Tiga K, I think, and there's some places around that have really had problems, maybe even worse than ours. So maybe if there's some way we could find out if someone else has done some things that have been successful. I don't want to do something just to look like we're doing something.
Tiga K actually brought in sharpshooters.
They did, yeah.
And I think that's a little extreme right now.
But they didn't get a lot.
That's exactly right.
They did not get a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot of complaints, and they stopped the program.
Yeah.
And so they're deciding whether they're going to go back to it or not.
Yeah.
I'm still in favor of the open archery, especially if you can take it and start it on September the 2nd, or excuse me, the 7th, run it to November, then have the 5 weeks thereafter. Mm-hmm. Do we have any type of information regarding what had been harvested?
The last few years, 2 or 3 is all that's been harvested in the urban archery. Now, we don't have numbers for the regular season. So we've approved that. Really, the only thing council has got before them they can change is the safety requirements or side where you want to allow them on city property. That's really the only two things I know of that you can address without getting drastic and doing something kind of like what Tiga K did. And I don't think that's point by any means.
Would it still be archery?
It is archery. Okay.
So,
but only city property we have that'll fit in that criteria probably be what, the landfill?
Wastewater.
Well, it depends on what the city wants to do, because technically even the parks qualify, but I would not want to do it in the parks.
No.
And I don't know that we have any property anywhere we want to do it.
Yeah.
And here's Mayor Pro Tem Martha Sue Hall.
In here that we're pro and pro and con, but the issue of being 10 foot off the ground and 250 feet from another house, you think about how many developments have that, and the acreage. And so when we set it up, it was almost, we couldn't do it. I mean, it was too stringent when we did it, when we set it up. I'm of the opinion that we look at it again, because I do live in that, and I see them come down Melka Branch all the time. And what we had 4 years ago with 7 is now 20, and I can about tell you that this time next year there'll be 40 of them out there.
And to round out the conversation, Lisa Kaiser with Albemarle Parks and Rec had this to say.
As you know, Parks and Rec, we kind of facilitate the urban archery program. So we even made a post on social media today about urban archery to take them to our website with our current guidelines and restrictions. I know that when I first got here, it was 5 acres. So then I remember David Ritzheimer came in and he talked about, and you guys decided on 1, but you can even go even smaller than 1, because there's not a whole lot of private property in Albemarle that's 2 acres or more. And we can get the data. There's a lot of communities that are 1 or less. I know that.
If you have any comments or suggestions, you can contact your Albemarle City Council member when they bring it up again for discussion. And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.